Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Terrence, you there?
Yep.
Hey, we lost you there for a minute, man. At first it was our end, now it's your end. I was just saying, Oregon for the last few years has gotten big-time players at the defensive side of the ball, but they really have not had the same level of talent quite offensively. That's obviously changed in this recruiting class. It seems like all across the board, quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end, offensive line, there are four stars or better everywhere. How much does that appeal to you in terms of finding a place to play where you know you're surrounded by fellow offensive weapons?
I think that's a big thing because the end goal is a championship and building an offense like Oregon is right now. And we got four-star players that are talented all the way across the board, and it's just getting started, in my opinion. So I think that's a big part of it. Having great players around you to win a championship is a big thing. So
in the end, what was it about Oregon that stood out over Auburn, Tennessee, USC, and Wisconsin that made them your pick today?
Definitely the coaches. The coaching staff is second to none. They're family to me already, and they reach out every day, and they're always on you, and they're talking not just about football but family and just talking about how life is going on. And just the way they also use the tight end with Coach Moorhead's offense, I feel like I fit very well in there. So
one of the things that really impressed me about your list, of your top five schools, every single one had at least one tight end commit already in the mix. I see kids and I talk to kids all the time who say, well, there's a kid at my position committed, so I eliminated that school. You don't seem to be afraid of competition at all. Why? Why is it okay? Why are you good with at least one tight end seeming like all your options?
I think a big part of my game is part of competition. I think being pushed by my teammates and other people at my position is a big thing for me. So I feel like I play my best football when there's competition. So
Joe Moorhead's offense, obviously highly successful with the tight end position at Penn State. During the recruiting process, you said you know you're a fit for Oregon's offense. How well did Oregon, or how did Oregon present using the tight end position under Coach Moorhead? Because frankly, now that he's the new offensive coordinator, we haven't really seen what his offense is going to look like. How did they sell you on that, and what did they tell you as far as the tight end position going forward?
They use the tight end quite a bit, and they spread him out, move him all the way around. Like when he had Gesicki at Penn State, that's a big part of it. That's how he kind of wants to use me. So I think that was a big draw, moving around and being able to create mismatches all the way across the field.
Coronavirus obviously has shut down in-person visits. How did Oregon make sure that they took wherever the relationship was at mid-March when things shut down and you couldn't take visits to progressing that relationship, even though you couldn't take visits, even though you couldn't have in-person contact, progressed it to the point of today where it moved to the point that you were ready to commit, that whatever transpired between March and now, they did a good enough job selling you on Oregon that you were ready? What was that like, and what did they sell to you during that time that made you feel more comfortable?
So throughout the whole quarantine thing, we did online visits. They were constantly calling, and we were FaceTiming, building relationships with all the coaches, especially Coach Cristobal. And I feel like I wanted to be committed before the season, knowing where I'm going and just focusing on my last senior year. And they, by far, I feel like I trusted them most as a coaching staff, and I felt the most comfortable with them. And I feel like that was the best spot for me.
How close are you to the current commits? I'm always curious. Sometimes when a recruiting class gets snowballing, the guys start to talk more. Other times it seems like everybody's recruitment's independent. How much have you talked to the current commits today and throughout maybe this past month?
I've talked to some of them here and there, but I've talked to Jackson Towers quite a bit, actually. But I think that is a big part because they did reach out and expressed how much they want me to join the family. So I think that definitely helped out as well.
What's the goal for you in college? Is it a personal goal? Is it a team goal? What, when you are at the end of your college career, whether it's 3, 4, or 5 years from now, what do you want to say you accomplished in Eugene?
I'd say there's multiple goals. I'd say one personally would be a Mackey Award winner. Another one personally would be, or not even personally, like as a team, I'd love to get a championship there. And I think there's enough talent to do that. And I think everything's falling into place for that. And then another personal goal would to be an NFL draft pick.
We're talking to four-star tight end Terrence Ferguson, committed to Oregon today over Tennessee, USC, Wisconsin, and Auburn. You committed on TV, and because of the coronavirus, you kind of had to social distance. You kind of had to do it a little differently than maybe a traditional hat ceremony. How did you come up with the idea to do that, and then how difficult was it in terms of actually executing that in the safest way possible?
It was a little obstacle. I'd say we had to jump through some hoops to be able to not have everyone together, but just the family and my head coach in the frame, and have everyone else. We had them with masks behind and like hand sanitizer and all of that, staying 6 feet apart. But it definitely added another challenge. But overall, I think it turned out pretty well. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Who did you talk to on the Oregon staff to let them know you committed? I mean, I imagine there was a coach or two you were closest to that you wanted to tell them first. When you did commit, who did you talk to first, and how did you tell the staff as a whole?
So right after I committed, me and Coach Cristobal got on a FaceTime probably not even a minute after I announced my decision. And then a couple minutes later after me and Coach Cristobal talked, I talked to Coach Williams.
Those are the two coaches that have been closest to you throughout the process?
Yeah, those two have been definitely the closest to me. But the whole coaching staff's always texting me, and when we hop on Zoom meetings, everyone's there. I've also talked to a couple other coaches, Coach Mirabal, and I can't remember the last coach.
That's all right. Is that a unique experience? I mean, is Oregon the only school of your five finalists that you talk to lots of coaches and they all text you? Or are you finding that that's pretty typical of every coaching staff? Auburn did that, Wisconsin did that, USC did that, all your schools.
I'd say they all kind of did it, but Oregon definitely did it the best. And I feel like I grew the best relationships with most of the coaches there compared to anywhere else. And I'd say the biggest thing was Coach Cristobal. He had the best relationship with him as a head coach compared to all the other schools by far.
Perfect. Terrence, thank you very much for joining the show. We had technical difficulties on our end. We had some on your end, but in the end, we got it done. We really appreciate it. The nation's number 7 tight end, Terrence Ferguson, committed to Oregon today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.